Hello, this is Pearls and Swine. I'm Levi. Sitting next to me is Nathaniel Lynn and Travis Williams. Yes, we'd like to give you your full name. Your mom told us we had to.
You left off my last name, but whatever.
Nathaniel Lynn Marsh.
Settle down.
Settle down. Hey, It is almost New Year's, which is not a religious holiday, but it is a holiday that most people in America celebrate. It is the new year and the beginning of something different. 2020, that happened, right? That was something. So I think many of us are looking forward to 2021 and what will happen in this time. I really like New Year's. It's that season between the two greatest holidays in the history of humanity, Christmas and Easter, positioned there as kind of a restart for many people. We have our New Year's resolutions and we have other things that we look back upon in the year and maybe hopefully reflect just a little bit of what happened in the year past. And I just think it's an interesting time.
Yeah, I think it's also a time where when you're looking back and reflecting, you can hopefully see God's blessing even in the midst of trials. And so it renews our spirit of trust moving forward into the unknown. Who knows what 2021 will bring, especially after 2020. Anything could happen. The world could be flipped upside down. And so maybe there's some fear heading into the new year that we need to hand over to God and say, God, we know that you're in control. So, do you guys do any fun things for New Year's? Do you stay up
sing
late, watch
Auld Lang Syne?
Do you know all the words?
Of course.
I can off hum, the top of your head.
I can hum those right out like every other good American that doesn't understand the Scottish dialect. But no, of course I don't know all the words.
There's some weird words in that thing.
Yeah. So I like the James Taylor version, though, on Amazon Prime. That's my go-to if I'm going to listen to it. I think he does it the best. It's nice and mellow and good. So,
but do you stay up till midnight and click off the seconds and be like, Happy New Year?
I usually don't. I'll be honest. I'm the old man that goes to bed usually.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of
like
lame.
That was great. I think one of my favorite one was 1999. That was a good year. You guys were still probably in diapers, but
we were waiting for all the things to shut
down.
What
were you guys in, seventh grade or something?
High school, dude.
I was a senior in high school.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was married at the time and just out of college, so I guess you're not that much younger than me. We were in Chicago on Navy Pier. And there's 500,000 people there. And we got into the front row. And there's only like this little small chain in front of you that was holding you from going in the water. And the amoeba started to move. And I was like, oh, no, we're going in. Because the one you can't control that many people. It was pretty awesome, though. Pretty incredible. I wasn't so worried about the old Y2K stuff back in those days. I figured there'd somebody who would take me in.
I wasn't worried. I was super hopeful, though, because that was in school. We were still in school, so it was like, we're going to get some extra days off out of this thing.
You were just hoping all the grades were erased, and that you wouldn't have to do that extra year.
That was part of it.
Yeah, there's nothing in the Bible that talks about New Year's. I don't think America even adopted the Georgian calendar until like 1752. I think they actually celebrated the New Year on the spring, what is it, equinox? I think that's when they were celebrating it. And so there's nothing in the scriptures that talk about it. And yet there is a chance of looking back and also looking forward to what's coming in the year.
Where do you come up with this stuff? I'm just impressed. Like,
I'm not even reading that one. That's just true. You
that
can look
just,
it up.
That was just knowledge off the top of your head.
Some
That's
of us
amazing.
Were studying up a little bit for this talk, and some of us were doing other things.
Well, you know.
I think that's the cool thing about New Year's, though, is the reflecting back. I don't know if either of you guys journal, but that's a good time to go back to your journal and check that thing out and see, you know, just like Nate, what you were saying, how God has shown up in your life or the ways that he's worked and moved in your heart and challenged you. Those are some good things to look back on.
Yeah. 2020 is going to be a harder year, I think, to do that because it feels like it was like 5 years instead of just 1 year. And so like going back and remembering, oh yeah, that was the time in quarantine. Oh yeah, that was the time in quarantine. Oh yeah, that was the time
I
in
like
quarantine.
Some of quarantine. I mean, it slowed life down a bit, and that early on quarantine was actually pretty good. We were just preaching sermons and doing some prayer meetings and stuff, but it was just a little different rhythm of life. The scriptures tell us in Ecclesiastes 12, remember your creator in the days of your youth. Mm-hmm. Be young and have fun, but remember your creator is basically the premise of it. And I think that like if you look at January, one of the beauties of it, as January starts, the year is young. The possibilities are there. And there's just something about that newness and that new beginning that happens that it's one thing to remember, but it's also another thing to look forward. I'm excited about 2021 and the possibilities that could happen. Trying to think of like, how do I want to not grow like as a person, like self-help stuff, but what did I miss in 2020 and how do I want to kind of move forward in that?
Yeah. And that kind of brings up the idea that all Christians have the hope of, and that's the new life with Christ, with Jesus. And so God isn't done with us yet. If he was, then we wouldn't be here. He would snatch us away and take us to be with him. And so what is the things that he would like to accomplish in us, and how can we relate to him better in this coming new year? And what are some of those possibilities? How can we better maybe talk to our family and friends, or can we do something to just shine the light of Jesus a little bit better? Those are great things to think about when we consider how we have been made new through Jesus. And then, yeah, just the personal stuff is always good as well. Like, am I saving enough for retirement?
Yeah. I was just thinking about what you're saying about the idea of speaking about Jesus. The scriptures tell us that we are more than conquerors through him. But it also says if you deny him among men, he's going to deny you. I often think that we're really shy and we want to love people and care about people, but the proclamation of the gospel doesn't come out of our mouths as easily as it probably should. Hmm. We want to be a more than conquerors. We want a full-time deliverer that we don't really actually recognize with our mouths. And I think that is problematic in my own life too at times. Sure. I mean, I'm not, you know, shaming anyone else in this. I'm shaming myself in this too, is that, you know, if Jesus truly is who he says he is, he is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Messiah. He is the Lamb of God. He is the one that has come to give us life and life to the full. If that is actually true, that should be on the tip of our tongues as we speak to people and other people. We should actually shout that on the mountaintops, as the song says, that there is a Christ and there is hope. And yet I wonder at times in my own life where I kind of fail to do that and go, oh, I'm just loving these people. And so maybe they'll know who Jesus is. And God's going, no, you need to proclaim this. You want a full-time deliverer, but you don't want to use my name in that. And I think we are more than conquerors. Revelations chapter 12, I think it is. There's an interesting verse in verse 11. It talks about this and it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And I thought, man, that is awesome. Like the word of their testimony is the power. And like my testimony, I came to know Jesus as a very young age. My mom let me watch a crazy show. It was about the Mayflower. And I was sitting on the green velvet couch. And they were taking these bodies as they were dying, coming over on the Mayflower and throwing them over. I was 5 years old. I'm like, what is my mom thinking? I'm like, Mom, what happens to them? And my mom explained the plan of salvation to me, that without Jesus, that there's death and it is going to hell. But we have hope in Jesus because he rescues us. And she explained that many of those people in the Mayflower did know Jesus. And so even though they died, they actually lived. And it was pretty impactful in my life. And that moment, I said, oh, I'm going to say yes to Jesus. I didn't understand everything about it. I just understood I was a little boy in need of a savior, and I didn't want to die and be thrown overboard. And so that's all I understood at that point. I think I've learned a few more things through the years now, but the power of our testimony is really incredible, and it is part of our overcoming in this year.
Yeah, and I just keep coming back to this idea of expectation and hope. We of all people should have hope and this expectation that our God can do and will do some amazing things. And so what is God going to do in 2021 should be kind of the thing at the front of our minds, and that we have an opportunity to participate in that. And so we should be excited. Ooh, the new year, what is God going to do? And I think that should flavor kind of our conversations like you were talking about, Levi. Like as we're talking about friends, hey, what is exciting to you about the new year? And so I think they'll can sense our sense of hope and excitement and our expectation when we approach things like that, because we have a God that will do amazing things. And who knows, maybe it's the time that he'll return, or maybe it's the time that he will bring about a renewal of faith in 2021. But either way, our God can do amazing things, or if it's just help us survive. So we should have this expectation, this hope, this optimism, I think, that can be really attractive and addictive to those around us. And I think we can have those conversations, even though they're challenging. Like whenever you first try to share someone with your faith or testimony and stuff like that, you have like a pit in your stomach. You're like, here we go, God, help me. But yeah, when you start saying those words and getting them out, you realize, oh, well, this wasn't that bad. And God, you brought to mind things I didn't even think of. And so, yeah, it's a great challenge.
I like the idea of hope, and I like how you were talking about, like, we take that perspective and we look back on things over the past year, or maybe even a little bit longer than that. And I can't help but come to mind Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, where he talks about when we're with Christ, the old way of life is put to death, our old self is put to death, and we're made new in the attitudes of our minds. And so that's my hope as I reflect back of, like, how is God going to show up and work, changing the attitude of my heart, changing the thoughts that go through my mind? How is that going to work as I walk with Jesus in this year? I think a lot of the times we hear about, you have that conversion moment like Paul did. It's that big event in your life, Levi, like you were talking about on that velvet green couch, scared out of your wits. But that's the one-time event that happens, but then it's a lifelong ongoing process after that. And like, how do we surrender control when our world collides with Jesus? How do we give it over to him? What are the things that we're hopeful for that he's going to change and work in us over this life? And as I was thinking about that part of it, Luke 9, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he tells them that in order to be his disciple, they've got to deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow him. And so I think for each one of us, it's going to look a little bit different. And for everybody listening, what is that thing? What are those things that we're going to have to take up our cross daily and sacrifice on the cross daily to follow Jesus well?
Yeah. I think every year has a new flavor to it, right? It's a new adventure with God. And the word for eternity in the scripture really indicates that it's adventure after adventure after adventure, age after age after age. And we are still living in this adventure with God and how he's going to show up, as you said. But also the beauty of the reflection part is that there are some really great things that happened in 2020 that I'm really thankful for. Those things that are good, and the scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father, and recognizing that he's a giver of good gifts. What were some of the things that you're just thankful for in 2020?
Well, I think being able to spend some more time with the family and hang out with my kids and talk to them and get to know them and their personalities, in the sense like they're really changing and growing and developing right now. They're kind of coming out of the little boy, little girl phase and starting to enter into like young adolescence and stuff. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see the things that they're wrestling with and valuing, and to be able to spend some extra time with them during this time has been just an overwhelming blessing.
Yeah, the slower pace of life was fantastic for us. It was a bummer there were no sports and things over the summer. My kids were bummed about that, but we get the opportunity to actually hang out and do some things that we wouldn't have been able to do otherwise with a slower pace schedule. And just doing some of those things where you realize, like, yeah, our kids grow up really fast and those years just go scooting by at warp speed. And you don't necessarily have those times when you're watching them play baseball or basketball or everything else to engage with them on that level where you can connect with their heart and hear where they're at, how God's working in their heart and in their lives, the things that they are worried about or have fears about in life or concerns with. And I think that was really good for us. It ended up being a lot more at home in the evening, family kind of dinner time, which we'd usually miss out on because of the busy, hectic schedule. So that I was thankful for.
I was thankful for the time that I had to build some things. And
the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. The very, very tall sauna that is now at our house. We built a deck. We built a sauna. And it wasn't just us. I am not a prolific builder. I learned some things. But it was a lot of people coming around just kind of hanging out and doing it together. And it was kind of communal. And it was fun in that sense. And my kids were involved in it. And we successfully just took our first official sauna. We had done it before then, but everything was done. Air Care had come in and finally hooked up some of the stuff that I did not know how to do. Some gas. I didn't want to hook up some gas things. And they're a great company and were able to help me out in that. So, yeah.
You documented that experience, right?
Yeah, yes, yes. Yes, it is documented. So it was pretty fun. That was pretty fun to be able to do and to be able to sit, I think, in the sauna with the boys and just talk. And it's, you know, just this quiet 15 minutes of just catching up with them, and they're much more open because what do you do in a sauna? Get hot and talk. And so it's this really beautiful thing. And so I'm really thankful for that. The other thing January brings, or January 1, is this looking forward. And what are you guys looking most forward to in this coming year?
I think for things to start to return back to normal. I mean, we've been displaced in a sense with all of the lockdown and the COVID stuff and not being able to travel and see family as easily as we have in the past. And I think at least this year for me understood like that kind of stuff we really take for granted, being able to have Thanksgiving was the holiday I'm trying to think of here. Like Thanksgiving wasn't normal for us. We would usually do some traveling, hang out with the family, do a big dinner and stuff. And it was slimmed down a bunch this year. And, you know, our kids have been impacted by that and just not being able to go places like normal. I think that's just the basic one that I'm looking forward to, hopefully in 2021 here.
Yeah. I think I've missed some of the bigger events. Not necessarily a guy who's like, ooh, let's go to the party or go to the event happening downtown or stuff. But yeah, I really miss some of the things we specifically do at the church and even some things locally that couldn't happen that I think I'm really looking forward to that happening again and being able to engage a little more on some of those things. So yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the church coming back together, and we have somewhat come back and mask required, mask recommended online, but it's still not the same. We can't do some of the things, the potlucks and the fun things that connect everyone together. And I'm really looking forward to that portion. I'm also looking forward to unity being restored in the community. I know like everybody has opinions on mask, no mask, you know, all of those things, political opinions, all of those things. And really, hopefully in 2021, all of that stuff settles down. And that we're just in this whole thing together again. And that'll be pretty awesome, I think. And I think we'll hopefully be a blessing on that thing. As we look toward the future here at Evangel, look toward the future together, we just want to encourage you, seek God, seek His kingdom, and all else will be added, is what the scripture tells us. And we want you to reflect back, and hopefully that you're doing that through this podcast, that you're just thinking back to what God did in 2020. I know it's not a perfect year or maybe how you envisioned it, but some really good things did happen and did come out of that. And for some of you, you're probably going to reflect back and mourn the loss of somebody or think about somebody who was the relationship kind of imploded just because of just not being connected, and looking forward to being able to rekindle some of those relationships and stuff. And so looking back and with hope, but also looking back that you have a creator who absolutely loved you in 2020 and he'll love you in 2021. So be blessed in this coming year. We're here at 900 West Memorial Road. Come on out, hang out with us anytime, or you can email Travis at evangelup.org if you have questions or thoughts for our podcast. Thanks for listening.